Today, we're joined by Lisa Jarvis, Bloomberg opinion columnist, to talk about the No Surprises Act. That's a law that went into effect 4 years ago. The idea was to prevent financial disasters for emergency room patients faced with high bills from providers outside their insurance network. And Lisa, remind us how this act, the No Surprises Act, was supposed to work.
Right. Well, thank you for having me, Scott. So this act was supposed to do something that was, on balance, very good, which was make sure that none of us opened our mailboxes and got a bill we weren't expecting after an emergency room visit that we expected to be covered by our insurance. How it resolved to do that was take the bill out of the patient's hands and put the dispute between the insurer and the provider. And it laid out a process for that, this arbitration process. Essentially, if they couldn't come to terms, then an independent party would judge who deserved the price. But unfortunately, the way that that's playing out in reality is very high prices are being paid to doctors, much higher than, the typical fee that they would get if they were in network. And there's a lot of concern about how that's going to ultimately cost the larger healthcare system.
So, and you write that essentially they get you one way or the other, that consumers are winding up paying this bill in other ways. And I guess that's the main way, is it that it's just higher fees by out-of-network providers?
Well, so right now we don't know on balance, how it's going to trickle down to all of our insurance premiums. But the worry is that as many, many more of these disputes are going into arbitration than expected. Originally, the CBO had estimated about 17,000 disputes a year might go into arbitration. In reality, last year, over 2.5 million of these disputes went into arbitration. And we just saw some reporting from the Wall Street Journal that meant $15 billion in payouts through the system. And so what happens, and the concern, is that providers who are in network might eye this and think, well, I'm not being paid enough, and I'm going to take that to the negotiating table when I go to your insurer for rates for 2027, 2028, and beyond. If those rates go up that they get paid, then all that trickles down to all of us in terms of the monthly premium that we pay ultimately. We just don't know yet by how much, but that's the worry and why we really need to kind of fix whatever is going on in this system that is going wrong.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about the mechanics of how this is supposed to work. So you get a bill that you don't agree with, or charges that surprise you under this No Surprise Act. What are the mechanics from there?
Right. So really, ideally, the patient never gets that bill, and it goes to their insurance company to negotiate with the provider, the out-of-network provider, who they don't have a normal rate for, right? And so if those two on their own can't agree on a payment, then it goes to this arbitration process. And there's an independent firm that decides whose amount is correct. And here's where the problem is, and seems to be the problem, is that each side offers their number of what they think is fair. And ideally, about half the time, each of them would win out, and you're going to offer something reasonable, because if you go too high or too low, the arbitrator should pick the reasonable amount. But what's happening is 85% of the time, on average, they are choosing the provider's number. And the number the provider is putting forward is like orders of magnitude more than is typically being paid. There's some really egregious bills out there that I think the media has reported on, but we can think of 5 to 7 times on average larger than what normally would be paid for an in-network service. So that's where the kind of concern is. Why is it that it's not an even process and doctors are winning out so much of the time?
So emergency room visits by their nature are unforeseen, but is there anything that people can do just in terms of knowing their coverage or anything to protect themselves in advance?
Well, I think in this case, there's probably not, and this is probably a matter for Congress to fix, tweak the bill, so that we kind of address whatever is going on in the arbitration process that's very opaque, that is favoring physicians. I think I have had one of these bills before this law was passed, and it's really hard to tell, what you're going to need and whether there's someone who might be out of network who is part of your larger care team. So I think at this point, the best thing is just kind of keeping an eye on the problem and advocating for some sort of tweaking at the policy level.